will basically be just to put the plant up. And that's pretty much that for the portable batch plant. So we can erect the plant, start stockpiling material now. As you know, there's a shortage of material that we're trying to deal with everything going on with the growth that we've experienced within the state of Wisconsin, or in particular the southeastern portion, right, with Foxconn. We're trying to take advantage and secure material so that we can service the demands of the project, so that the project is completed in a timely fashion. And that target completion date, I believe, is November 30th of 2019.
Tell me about the DOT, Joel.
Prior examples, the DOT does not have authority to do this activity on private land. They have this. They have the authority to do this kind of activity on their land. The state has authority to do it on state land. The feds have authority to do it on federal land. So if they were within their right-of-way for the freeway, they could do it, and we can't say no. But it's private land. Our rules apply.
Okay. I'm not representing Walsh Construction, but I know they had applied for this area, that eastern portion, for a select site for the project. And obviously the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and also the Department of Natural Resources were present on November 2nd, mainly to look at their activities. I showed, obviously, to kind of show what our activities were proposed.
I don't want to hold this against you. God bless you, but
yes, sir.
That's just not right. We don't put up with that stuff where you just move in because you think you can. It's not you guys.
We're obviously here, sir.
Not you guys.
Right. And then I think what goes to that is when Walsh got together with the owner of the property and working their deal to rent it, and he said, sure, you can do this, take this down. And we talked to Joel in his office. We made sure we went back and said, nothing goes on. You know, we're following the rules and the guidelines that Joel set forth.
Right. We wanted to tie in, obviously, with the existing or the proposed erosion control plan that they had for the site based off the meeting with the Department of Natural Resources and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. So that's why we wanted to tie in the existing plan that we're submitting to their erosion control plan as well, obviously to protect the site.
I'm happy for you. Mr. Deagle.
I am recommending approval, as I said, but with those changes. So again, if they want to include Walsh's farm field activities, Ozinga has to do a natural resource protection plan. And even then, I would have to reconsider. I would recommend that we table this so I can think about it some more. Right now, I am recommending that nothing be allowed outside the parking lot. They have to revise all their plans to show nothing outside the parking lot. They're using Walsh's erosion control plan, which shows activities outside the parking lot. They will have to revise that plan to show no activities outside the parking lot.
And that was one of the conditions that you put forth in the response. And
if Walsh wants to continue to do that, they have to cease, they have to remove everything, and they have to come in for a permit just like you guys did and get approval of it first.
Foreman Dendrick.
So, Joel, we've not received a demo permit regarding this property.
I know they applied. I've never heard from the inspection department that they received it. They did get a copy of the temporary use, but I did not receive any comments from the inspection department.
So if this all happens, Ozinga, you're going to stay in the parking lot. You're not going to migrate over to where the building was or the base of the artificial turf. You're not moving any further over.
No, sir.
You're staying within the described parking lot.
First and foremost, I do have a copy that Walsh provided of the building permit to identify the demo of the Gulf Dome building, which is right here if you'd like to see.
Who issued it, Joel?
Scott, probably.
Yeah, that is issued to the owner, I believe, Foxland.
Yep, to the owner late last week, November 28th. But it's just a demo of the dome building. It's not a construction laydown yard. It's
right,
not stripping right. The topsoil. It's none of those activities. It's only the demo of the building.
You're saying the dome building, the dome is down, but you're not saying the restaurant area and the retail area, are you, or
it's
the whole building?
Just, because I was out there last Friday.
That whole.
Here.
Okay.
And our proposal obviously kind of cuts right in front of the existing building. here down to the like open over to the side of the east on the asphalt, established asphalt.
And then you'll put silt fencing in as well as that works to keep the storm sewers?
Yeah, so when we met with the Department of Natural Resources, you know, obviously there was an erosion control plan put together by Walsh that existed to the farm field to the east. One additional recommendation that the Department of Natural Resources had was to install silt fencing on the southern end of the existing berm here, kind of going into this area. This is a natural, you know, drainage area, kind of going over to the northwest right here, so that we had incorporated that as part of our plan, obviously with silt fencing. In addition to that, there's two additional permits that we would be obligated to obtain. One is a concrete products operation permit, which would obviously have to monitor any waters that may be discharged into grounds and or surface, and prepare a stormwater pollution prevention plan in accordance with the WPDES system, of which we have in existence at every single one of our facilities currently. So you know, to obtain those permits will be a matter of a day turnaround.
And then, Mr. Deedles, I mean, are we going to go through these conditions one by one? Because he is recommending a change in your time of operation for courtesy to the residences in the area, although there aren't a lot.
Right.
There is.
I do. I would like to go through them if we could, if I could ask you for that time, just so that when we amend the necessary documents that we get it right, obviously. So. You know,
why don't you pull that microphone, put it in the stand here, and have a seat.
Make yourselves comfortable.
Not in a real room. Commissioner Haley.
It's moving fast. I understand what they're looking for, and it all seems reasonable. The bigger picture is troubling. I guess the good news, if read the staff report and all the materials. At the end of whatever it is that's happening out there, the parking lot, the building, everything is gone. The site's stripped and restored.
Yeah, if those conditions are retained
That's on the good side of it all. One of the things that really concerns me, though, is the fact that Walsh is on there and will probably have a presence there for the duration of the freeway project. That's not next November.
No, the mayor's already directed.
They're under DOT and DNR, they will be entrenched. So we need to get on that. I've worked with the DOT. They're very meticulous about the areas and all that, and they just need to understand what they can and can't do. They've got to be within the right-of-way.
They're big on telling us what we can and can't do.
25 years I've worked with them. I understand that.
Turnabout is fair play.
Yes.
Get the hell off.
So it sounds like we're going in the right direction here, that you know we can get things cleaned up and be done with the site and move on. But we also have an outside issue that needs a little pursuit.
Yeah, I'll go back to my original statement.
Yeah.
You look at the bigger picture. No offense to you guys. You got to do your business. But it doesn't help me long-term develop that business park. And we've got some serious prospects that are wandering around looking at the site and have a concrete batch plant there and Walsh's activities. It just doesn't help us, but
I think we're relatively, you know, short term through November of next year, and that's it.
Please don't take any of this personally. It's not intended to be.
I'm sorry, I don't.
But there's nothing in this for the city of Franklin, and actually it goes even worse with the DNR and DOT doing what the hell they feel like without talking to us. So this is not a good deal whatever for the city of Franklin. For Mr. Spitz and Mr. Knauf, it's a great deal. Doesn't help the city at all. So, it's my opinion. Alderman Dandrea, you still had a comment? Okay.
No.
I'm not in a negotiating mood, but let's go through these items one by one.
Again, I'd like to get it right, obviously, with the revised documents. I do have some questions and comments regarding the temporary use provisions here. In terms of item number one, the property should be cleared of all uses not specifically approved herein. Ozinga has not begun any activity, storage of any materials, nothing on the site other than visiting the site to inspect to make sure that we had the information necessary to prepare the documents.
What document are you looking at, Justin?
I am looking at the temporary use recommendation.
It's a resolution. Does it look like this? We just got to get on the same page, that's
sure,
all.
Sure, yes, sir. That's the resolution here?
Yeah. Or does the one? Or are you looking at this?
I'm looking at this one.
Okay, so sir. We'll just refer to the staff report. That's fine. You got your notes on that. I'm not totally a jerk.
That was me for a second.
Regarding the project description and analysis, a revision to the site plan, most definitely we can prepare. The diesel fuel storage tank we're still working on, you know, where that temporary use tank would be, so I can definitely amend that.
You said you're still working on it? Where are you going to put it?
Well, obviously we're looking for suggestions, right? We want to work with the city of Franklin. You know, if there's any specific setbacks or ordinances, obviously I have a licensed fuel vendor that we go through that is licensed and permitted to install tanks. The tank would be a temporary use tank used to fill our end loader that we would need on site. There would be one end loader, obviously, to fill the bins of material for the need and production of ready mix concrete.
That, Joel, would be roughly condition 8.
He's on number 3, condition number 3 of the resolution.
Condition number 3, is it?
Okay, cool.
Limitation within the confines of the existing asphalt parking lot, that's what we had proposed. The proposed hours of operation, we had politely requested 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. Understandably, there is a discrepancy that exists. Obviously, the demands of ready-mix concrete in the project we were going by as a result of our request for hours. So we know that there'll be early production from time to time. We know production can extend later into the evenings, depending on the project. So we had, you know, our recommendation or our polite request is 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Deedle.
It's a municipal code requirement. The code does say that a city engineer, in conjunction with the city clerk, can deviate from those hours on every day except Sunday. Sunday, it's hard and fast. You cannot do it before 7 on a Sunday. But if the engineer and the clerk wanted to change the hours on the other days, the municipal code section says they can. But they're...
And I'd also like to remind, or not remind, but tell you that we have a situation right now where some folks have started as early as 7 on holidays, and we have an older woman that has asked for an ordinance to change that, make it later. So I think the morning is probably the more critical concern of our residents.
I agree. Is there any action to change the hours?
Change it to 7, correct?
I need a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Well, the current ordinance says 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Resolution,
sorry.
And they were asking 5.
They want 5 a.m. Is there any action on this? Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I'll make a motion to do it for the 7 to 9.
You don't have to.
No, we don't have to.
It's already in. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
But it's...
Alderman Danbury.
It's my understanding that depending on how the project progresses, you may have to come back to staff and ask for, a plea for an expansion or a change of the time frame, because they do have the ability to possibly entertain that. At least that's what I understood,
yes,
Mr. Deedle.
But I would let the clerk know that the Plan Commission recommended that it stay at 7.
Correct.
But the clerk and the engineer could still do it earlier if they deemed it was appropriate.
And that's one-off stuff. That's tomorrow morning I need to run
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know that this isn't going to happen all the time. I mean, you're just asking up front to get a...
Yes,
an understanding.
Okay. Condition four on the resolution, any issues with temporary confines of the parking lot? You already said no, there's no issue there, right? We're going to leave the hours 7 to 9. Condition 6 is a lighting plan. Any issues with that?
So if the hours stay between 7 and 9 p.m., we won't need to use. There are existing lights on the facility.
So the answer is no.
The answer is no.
Okay, good. I'm kind of a brief guy. 7 is financial assurance. You've already agreed to that?
We have agreed to it, yes, sir, based off of Mr. Morrow.
So the answer is yes.
Yes.
I'm going to train you. Wind leg, wind the answer. No, I'm kidding. 8, restoration plan.
Random lake.
Wind lake.
I thought you said random.
That's why.
Although my daughter does play soccer for the city of Franklin and Franklin Polonia here just down the road.
Okay.
Okay, item 8. That needs to be revised, right, Joel?
Now, possibly they might want it revised. I'm still recommending the way it is written here.
They need to give you a restoration plan.
And the restoration plan.
And includes removal of the parking lot and the building.
Is that all part of the demolition plan?
Probably not. But there's not enough details here to know for sure. But my assumption, because of our earlier conversations, it's probably just the building.
We're going to have everything cleaned up.
Correct. We're tying this to you because you have a vested interest in getting this done. These guys could, I'm going to issue a citation and they could ignore me and it could take months before we get this in front of the municipal judge. You guys want to start right away. If the Plan Commission agrees, you're not going to be able to start until these things are fixed. So you have a vested interest in trying to get Walsh to jump on this and do it right away.
Okay, so we're agreed there's no issue. Item 9. Well, we're not changing it. Item 9, correct the site plan. I assume there's no issue there. 10 is revised to show 100-foot separation distance.
There is a typo in there. That should be 1,000-foot separation distance.
I do have a question on that.
Sure.
So my understanding is the 1,000-foot separation distance from an occupied building in the city of Franklin occurs to an occupied building in the city of Franklin, not crossing to other...
The exact wording does not say the city of Franklin, just says the nearest occupied building.
So there is multi-jurisdictional.
I would be applying that in this instance, yes. So, yes. So his point is we're measuring from two homes, one in Oak Creek and one in the town of Raymond, that are not in the city of Franklin, measuring that 1,000-foot distance from. I'm recommending that we measure from those houses because the ordinance doesn't say city of Franklin. It just says 1,000 feet.
Or would we apply the local ordinance of the municipality of which the home belongs, like the town of Raymond, which is 600 foot.
We can't enforce their ordinance. We can only enforce ours.
I think his question was, if they were only looking for 600 foot and they're okay with it, the houses in Raymond, would that be good enough for...
We're talking about a site plan separation distance, and you're going to meet that anyway. It's more than 1,000 feet to the nearest home.
It's going to be close.
Very little wiggle room. I mean, it's 1,000 foot from the 2,000.
There's a house further to the south off of County Line Road. The house across the street on 27th, that's no problem, but it is very close for the existing site plan that we prepped that will be within that 1,000 foot. And I know the town of Raymond has a 600 foot separation.
It only applies to the concrete batch plant, though. So... the construction laydown yard can encroach into that area.
It's only the manufacturing portion.
Yep. The conveyor belts, the bins, the... Yep. So it's going to... I think they can do it, but it is going to be really tight. Really tight.
For the plant.
Yep.
Okay. Any action to change that? Leave it at 1,000. Well, yeah, yes. The record reflect, well, with technical corrections, we'll consider that technical correction. 11 is concurrence approval from the DNR. We just need documentation.
An email would be fine.
Erosion control plan, same thing. Anything else?
The erosion control plan specific to the ready mix application, correct?
Yep. Cut out Walsh's part. If they still want to do it, they have to apply themselves. But I'm still issuing a citation tomorrow.
Yep.
That was my question. Make sure that we're still on.
Unless you guys tell me otherwise, I'm issuing my citation tomorrow.
Additional conditions? Gentlemen?
Lady.
Okay. This pains me to read this, but I'll read it anyway. Is there a motion to approve a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for a portable concrete batch plant construction laydown yard for Ozinga Ready Mix Concrete Inc.'s revision resurfacing of the north and southbound lanes of Interstate 94 project upon a property located at 11027 South 27th Street, subject to technical corrections by staff? Is there such a motion? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries with no enthusiasm. Not you guys. No. It's just.
Appreciate it.
Not you guys. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.